And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the young adult novelist Kate DiCamillo, born in Philadelphia, 1964. She grew up in Florida, she said, running around barefoot, swimming in the lakes and the ocean and the Gulf of Mexico, sitting high in the branches of a jacaranda tree and reading, reading, reading. Graduated from college, started writing stories, moved to Minnesota, took a job for a book wholesaler, and that first winter was one of the coldest on record, and she missed Florida. She also desperately wanted a dog, which was not allowed in her apartment. So Kate DiCamillo started writing a story about a stray dog that helps a 10-year-old girl adjust to life in a new town. And that became her novel Because of Winn-Dixie, a bestseller in 2000, which begins, "My name is India Opal Baloney, and last summer my daddy, the preacher, sent me to the store for a box of macaroni and cheese, some white rice, and two tomatoes, and I came back with a dog." It's the birthday of Flannery O'Connor, born Savannah, Georgia, 1925, spent much of her life on her family farm in Milledgeville, Georgia, raising chickens and peacocks and writing novels and short stories. "Wise Blood, The Violent Barred Away, A Good Man Is Hard to Find," and her book of stories, Everything That Rises Must Converge, which was published after her death at the age of 39 from complications of lupus. Flannery O'Connor wrote to a friend, "I'm a full-time believer in writing habits, pedestrian as it all may sound. You may be able to do without them if you have a genius, but most of us only have talent. I write only about 2 hours every day because that's all the energy I have, but I don't let anything interfere with those 2 hours at the same time and the same place." And it was on this day in 1811, exactly 200 years ago, that Percy Bysshe Shelley, at the age of 18, was expelled from Oxford for having written a pamphlet called The Necessity of Atheism. Here's a poem for today by Sherry Lashway, entitled Lenten Descent. There once was a logger named Paddy O'Connell who at lunch during Lent found himself at McDonald's and had just settled down to his Big Mac and fries when along came his priest, much to both their surprise. The priest said to Paddy, "Just what are you eating? In this season of Lent, I sure hope you're not cheating." Paddy said to the father, "I'll tell you no lies. I'm enjoying a Big Mac along with some fries." The priest said to Paddy, "I see no repentance. Because of this sin, you will have to do penance. By Friday or sooner, I say that you should, for our fireplace, deliver a cord of chopped wood." Now our timberman Paddy, an overworked man, did think to himself, "I don't think that I can." But early on Friday, our priest, he heard shoveling, and looked out the window at Paddy, not groveling, and saw with confusion, dismay, and disgust that the wood bin was now almost filled with sawdust. He called down below, barely hiding his ire, "Hey, Paddy, your penance was wood for the fire." To which Paddy said, rising up from his work, while wiping his brow and concealing a smirk, "I've brought you a cord, like you said that I should, but if burger be meat, well then sawdust be wood." A poem titled Lenten Descent by Sherry Lashway, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.